She spoke. The other, with all speed, brought her a polished bench, and placed it there, and on it laid a fleece. Then long-tried royal Odysseus sat him down, and thus began heedful Penelope. Stranger, I will myself first ask you this. Who are you? Of what people? Where is your town and kindred? Then wise Odysseus answered her and said, Lady, no man upon the boundless earth may speak dispraise of you, because your fame is wide as is the sky. Such is the glory of a blameless king who reverences God and rules a people numerous and mighty, upholding justice. For him the dark-soiled earth produces wheat and barley. Trees bend low with fruit. The flock has constant issue, and the sea yields fish under his righteous sway. Because of him his people prosper. Question me, then, of all things else while I am here. But do not ask my lineage and home, nor fill my heart with still more pains by recollection. I am a man of sorrows, yet must I not in a strange house sit down to weep and wail. To grieve incessantly makes matters worse. One of these maids, or you yourself, might take it ill, and say my flood of tears came with a weight of wine. Then answered him heedful Penelope, Stranger, all excellence of mine in face or form the immortals took away the day the Argive host took ship for Ilius, and with them went my lord Odysseus. If he would come and tend this life of mine, greater would be my fame and fairer than. Now I am in distress, such woes God thrusts upon me. For all the nobles who bear sway among the islands, Dulichian, Sema, and woody Zacynthus, and they who here in far-seen Ithaca dwell round about, sue for unwilling me and waste my house. Wherefore I pay no heed to strangers or to suppliants, nor even to heralds who ply a public trade. But longing for Odysseus, I waste my heart away. These men urge on my marriage. I wind my skein of guile. First, heaven inspired my mind to set up a great loom within the hall, and weave a robe, fine and exceeding large. And to the men said I, Young men, who are my suitors, though royal Odysseus now is dead, forbear to urge my marriage till I complete this robe. Its threads must not be wasted. A shroud for Lord Laertes, against the time when the fell doom of death that lays men low shall overtake him. Achaean wives about the land, I fear, might give me blame if he should lie without a shroud, he who had great possessions. Such were my words, and their high hearts assented. Then in the daytime would I weave at the great web, but in the night unravel after my torch was set. Thus for 3 years I hid my craft and cheated the Achaeans. But when the fourth year came, as time rolled on, when the months waned and the long days were done, then, through the means of maids, the thankless creatures, they came and caught me and upbraided me. So then I finished it, against my will, perforce. Now I can neither shun the match, nor find a fresh device. My parents, too, press me to marry, and my son chafes at the men who swallow up his living, noting it now, for now he is a man and fully able to heed his house, and Zeus vouchsafes him honor. Yet what of this? Tell me the lineage of which you come. You are not born of immemorial oak or rock.